I believe that
truth comes at a cost. And sometimes the hardest person to change is yourself. Let me tell you a little bit more of what I'm thinking about and where I'm going. So if you have your mind made up about certain things, we oftentimes vacillate, draw in areas by which reports, research, books, people, they validate our belief system. So we think we've got the truth, when actually may not be the case. Belief systems aren't necessarily knowledge, and don't even get me into wisdom. Belief systems are just that. They come and go. For 21 years of my life, I was a New Age teacher. The LA Times called me a guru. I really believed that I had life figured out. It was about calming your mind and meditation and being good to others and listening to the divine voice in you. I mean, I had all of that, 21 years invested in it. My best friend became a Christian. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't even want to hear anything about that. I had all of the lingo down. The Bible's been rewritten many times. It's man's interpretation of God. I'm not buying what you're selling. I had an investment in my belief system. I did not want to change. Sometimes just investigating new thoughts, new information will challenge your belief system. And then, oh my goodness, sometimes you may realize maybe I was wrong. Later in the program, we're going to get a little bit into the lies, the absolute lies of climate change. And yet we hear it every day. So many people, oh, it's real. We've got 10 years and you got to buy your electric car. And now we're in a drought. Save your water. Don't water your lawn or cut your power. That's a fun one we heard this week. Yeah, but somehow we're going to magically charge all these electric vehicles that will be produced and bought, and this is the only way we can survive because we're all going to die in 10 years. That's a belief system where many stay in denial. But I, a long time ago, found out the truth. What a horrible way to live. It's living in fear. If you're not open to new thoughts, new information, expanding your mind and your horizons, challenging yourself, not being so sure that you absolutely know the truth. When I became a Christian, I found out there was a capital T truth. And I was a relativist in my New Age days. You have your view, I have my view. We can agree to disagree and everything's groovy. Don't start telling me there's an absolute God out there. That'll really burst my bubble and put a little upset into the party, if you will. 2 years of COVID, quote unquote, lockdowns, policies by political opportunists and the power elite. I know there's a lot of you listening right now. You're like, from the beginning till now, you've changed your mind about some things. Maybe painfully. There is an expression I think is apropos. The truth eventually does come to pass. And don't even get me going on the jab. But I'm looking for people that are fearless, that want to live life to its fullest, that want to get excited about who they are, who you are. God made you uniquely different. There's nobody like you. Yeah, but I'm... No, don't do that. We compare, right? Way back in my day growing up, it was, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. That expression is long gone, especially with social media. Self-speak is powerful. Do not speak ill of yourself. God has placed gifts in you. You may not have ever even contemplated what you're capable of doing. The world is going to hell in a handbasket because so many of us want others to think for us. Oh, show me the way, Mr. Expert. Or yeah, I'll take another incentive check from the government and stay home. I don't need to work. I'm making money. Oh, what a horrible way to live.